I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. How to turn the challenges of climate change into economic opportunities? That's the question posed at a public discussion tonight at Rutland's Paramount Theater. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, the talk is the first of three events across the state hosted by the Vermont Council on Rural Development.
Paul Costello, executive director of the Vermont Council on Rural Development, says it's easy to get overwhelmed by the science and bleak implications of climate change. But he says as an economic issue, there's enormous potential.
Places that model solutions and develop new sources of energy and so forth are going to be economically competitive. And they'll also attract young people who are looking at the climate arena as an area for business development in the future.
Joe Fusco of Casella Waste Systems, a panelist at tonight's event, agrees.
There's an emerging marketplace, I think, where the world will reward people who solve and break new ground in the conservation and renewal of resources, and particularly those resources that have an impact on our climate. How can Vermont leverage its strengths to attract those kinds of businesses here, to attract those kinds of entrepreneurs here, and to encourage that kind of creative thinking here?
Fusco says ideas generated at public forums like tonight's may help with that, and they may help local businesses think more creatively about efficiency.
We have a goal at Casella to use 10% less diesel fuel, and that just makes great business sense. That makes us more competitive. It lowers our costs, but it also has an impact on the greenhouse gases that we're producing.
Fusco will be joined by fellow panelists Betsy Ide of Green Mountain Power and Mark Foley, president of Foley Services. Similar forums will be held in Brattleboro on October 6th and Burlington on October 29th. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.